This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hello, yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. We've got Jenny here.
Kia ora, good morning.
Wonderful Rod.
Good morning, morning.
Wonderful Simon.
Kia ora, with credible now, documented evidence.
Now, the Burgundy Princes, four black stars on a yellow background, supporting the Orange Movement. Transformations. The new federal system, a constitutional monarchy, and also indigenous treaties. Jacobus Senior was my dad, and I'm Jacobus Junior. I want to remember my father, and also that he was a priest. He was a headship believer, and he believed in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he believed that there would be a transformation within the church in the future. And also, we're caught up on both sides of the veil. So with the communion of saints, my dad is alive in the spirit. And that is really good to know. So we're celebrating midwinter Christmas. Where have you guys noticed it's been a bit...
My turkey.
Yep, colder. And a solstice, where the sun is at the lowest part in the earth. It's the shortest day, the longest night, symbolizing renewal, rebirth, and a return to the light. You know, the scripture says people who are sitting in darkness have seen a great light. Yeah. Now, we've got two broad views with the Treaty of Waitangi. Article 3, Maori have the same rights and privileges. Equality, equal views. You know what I mean? We listen to one another. Article 2, authority over the land, resources and taonga, equity and treaty partnership, privilege and participation. But the Tohunga Suppression Act actually took away the right to express your own spirituality and this sort of thing.
Yeah, 1908, Jack.
Yeah, and Bishop Pompalia promoted dialogue between Christianity and Maori cultural views. How important is this, Rod, acknowledging the treaty as we go into the election, that we are co-equal, we're, you know?
Well, there are 8 billion people today on the planet, Jack, and 100 years ago there was 2 billion people. So if we go back to 1840, we're getting in and around 1 billion people. And so Tangata Whenua back in 1800s before the Musket Wars were around 200,000. And over that period of time, they did a census in 1864 and it was down to 39,000 Tangata Whenua. But there was a lot of intercultural marriage, and so there was a number of children that were married to European women, and they believe that it's maybe as high as 97% mitochondrial DNA from a European woman for Māori today in New Zealand.
And Simon, you had something there on self-determination.
Yeah, I got a lot on self-determination. It's like I've been more or less studying on the big words up at the top, normalising agreements between sovereign nations, international framework that makes access to the holy place possible, Jerusalem. Ultimately, you know, God, you know, the devil wants to sit there and say, hey, look at me, I'm God. The construction of governments is not the instrument to help the people, but to have a right as a sovereign entity to abolish a... We have a right as a sovereign entity to abolish a government and create a new one. So we just got to keep standing, we just got to keep fighting. But ultimately, the devil, obviously, I'm just referencing off the Bible and my credible documented evidence. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was going to interview Carl Barkley from the Independent Candidates Coalition. He's standing for Whangarei. And he's re-establishing Marsden Point and wanting to make our own diesel. That would be a good thing, so we could be independent, don't you reckon?
Fantastic. Yeah, we've got a lot of lignite coal down in the South Island, but to set up a lignite coal to diesel would cost about $30 billion and take a good 15 years to get underway, Jack.
And so why do we need more sitting MPs rather than list MPs? Because apparently Winston Peters, with the New Zealand First Party, they are list MPs, but they're not sitting MPs, where you represent people and listen to the voice of the people.
Well,
you know,
quickly,
democracy.
Jack, there's three branches of government. So obviously the judiciary interprets that, but Parliament writes the law, and Cabinet is the executive branch that should carry it out. What we've got is parties that get into the executive, and then they force a whole lot of legislation through Parliament. Well, that's about face. And the only way to get it back to normal is by having independents who have conscience votes, and they are not dictated by anything else than their electorate and their brains and themselves creating the law for the 120. And that's why Simon's looking at me, realising why things have gone so about face.
Yeah, well, just the straight out fact, what's up with that word legal? Where did that appear from? Please inform me.
Yeah, so Simon, would you be willing to stand as an independent candidate?
Oh no, I'm just still learning a lot of stuff off Roderick at the moment. Thank you very much.
Well, but you are registered to vote, aren't you?
Oh yeah, definitely got to vote. Got to vote.
If you've got left and right socialism and the free market, but they're controlled by puppeteers, like you say, they make legislation without consulting the public or the people, then that is democracy gone wrong in some ways, isn't it?
Well, the fourth estate is the media, six media companies, but then they're owned by overseas banks. So when the banks want to buy the electricity or the water, they'll say to a political party, we'll put you in and you will be the government, you'll be the prime minister, and then all the media come in behind that to ferment it. Look at Jacinta. Jacinta got 51% of the vote simply because there was a transition from Queen Elizabeth III to Charles II, and they needed the mandate of 51% to do it, and then everything fell apart. Poor old Chris Hipkins having trouble at the moment getting some traction, and what's his latest thing? I think he cashed his KiwiSaver in and bought a batch out by the sea.
Now, the ratepayers have had a meeting on Wednesday night. There's been an online survey with Hamiltonians. They want feedback on the amalgamation of all the mayoralty and all the councils working in together. Community preferences on controlled narrative, little public consultation. Now, we were on about this even last year, weren't we, Rod, talking about that the council need to consult the people, and the council, you know, even the ones that stood for council, where are they now? You know what I mean? The ones that didn't get in.
Well, obviously this has been tried before, and one of the challenges is that you'll have a council that has $36 million, which was South Waikato, and they're going to go in with Otrahonga that had a $30 million debt. And so all of a sudden the trust was formed and they blew the $36 million, and then there was no amalgamation. Otrahonga's still $30 million in debt. Jenny?
Yeah. What do you reckon?
Well, I don't really have an opinion.
Yeah, but I've noticed you've said a few things about the right-wingers, Luxon, and apparently you had an egg.
Well, to be a right-winger in 2026 means to be greedy, lazy, and elite.
Yeah,
right.
Sit behind a computer screen, do nothing. Yeah, I agree, totally.
Now, Winston has been attacking the woke minds, Paris Climate Accord, and Labor's free like things that they're providing, but where are they getting the money from? But I kind of feel that the right wingers, we don't like them because it's a bit more of a dictatorship. Well, so we need to have direct democracy. We need the people to choose, the people to democratic assemblies, you know, where people come together and they talk about different issues. And I think the TOPS party, they called the Opportunities Party, they are wanting to work in with the Greenies. They want a wealth tax, citizens' assemblies, renewable energy, housing affordability with treaty constitutional framework. Could they be the new Labour? What do you think?
Well, no. It's more like Wong, is Melissa, I think her name, is going to be the kingmaker or the queenmaker, along with Winston. So the two of them will hold hands and skip off into the coalition agreement. Jack.
Now, there's been complaints about Oranga Tamariki over their youth section, where the youth have been in rebellion and they've been on the rooftops and saying they're not getting heard. Okay, so this highlights the fact with ITEC replacing democracy and civics, childhood, a lot of the young people are going wrong. But we need to be teaching civics to the young. Don't we? We need to teach them to be responsible citizens, how to look after their friends, how to have an input and interest in what's going on
democratically. Jack, I once said to a judge that came into the law school, and I said, look, we're locking a kid up for 7 years for a crime.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better if they were down at the park with a rake, a slab of cans and a packet of cigarettes? Because at the end of the day, it keeps them out of getting themselves into serious crime. So these are things. What about the fire pit? What about riding some horses and doing a bit of fishing? Why are we concentrating them in the middle of a city and saying, look at all these wonderful things in these car windscreens. How can you break into them and get yourself 7 years in jail? We shouldn't have a fire pit, and we should have some fishing and some horse riding, shoeing horses.
The thing that still baffles me with the youth is I wasn't into being educated because it was just like absolute garbage, and I'm still baffled. Like, you know, you get old, you do a few years, you find out, oh, this is the real story, and try and teach the youth this, and it kind of in one ear and out the other. I don't know, maybe breaking rocks, maybe I'm a bit cruel, get these guys breaking rocks.
I'm even concerned about my son on devices, and I've got a chat bot that's going to be talking to people very soon. I'm working on it, and I'm going to have passed the bot
online. Jack.
But the question, who's there?
Jack's chatbot.
Jacobus Martin Gielan, progenitor of Israel. Here.
Jack is chatbot who?
So do we need to lower the voting age down to 16? Because the youth have to be responsible at a lower age. And a lot of people are telling me we shouldn't lower the age because they're not responsible. I don't believe that, because with the climate change and with the right wing is taking over, the youth need to interact with what's really going on in society and take responsibility sooner.
Jack, answer me this. If all mums had the proxy vote of their kids up to age 18, how would that fundamentally change the electoral system? We'd be the first in the world that's done that. And so mum with 10 kids gets 11 votes. How would that change the election?
Well, it would, because mothers would and fathers would have a direct input into families, and they would represent the voice of the people. We are, you know, instead of being excluded from families and alienated both fathers and mothers, the court system takes over and represents the puppeteers. So they would represent people at a ground level. Now, while father comes to Waikato educating dads about online safety, online porn predators, and how to keep kids safe, while dad group, by the name of Mr. Cope, who leads it, strengthens relationships between dads and kids. This is what we need. More personal hands-on, more personal environment, and representing the voice of the people.
Yeah, Mr. Cope, I've listened to him. So basically what happens is what he's saying is that every Wi-Fi requires an adult password to get into it. So kids can't naturally be at home and all of a sudden they've got access to the internet. And that mandate through legislation is a great thing. So the default is you need a password to get onto your Wi-Fi, and so therefore kids are immune from going to a library and looking at all sorts of stuff that you were just talking about, Jack.
Now, when you're talking about a top-heavy situation, we're noticing with the Theosophical Society, they're going for revelation versus self-realization, where you've got one oracle who has all the authority and is not to be questioned. We're in favour of a plurality where it's deaf to revelation but alive to self-revelation and the brotherhood of adepts, not kinfolks. Okay, Mahatma appointment, channel. They appoint one person as a channel, but it should be all people have rights to access spirituality. What do you
think? Well, you talked about Theosophical Society having $4 billion at an international level.
Yeah.
The Catholic Church would probably have 10 times how many billions. They'd be up to $1 trillion of assets, wouldn't they, with all of the prime real estate around the world. You were at a Catholic thing the other day. What was the woman's name?
Oh, mate. Mary, what was her name? Healy. And there were 200 Catholics there, and I was there, and I think my bishop cousin was there. There were five bishops, and I was sitting in the side. I went up to the front, and came the question time. I said to them, do you think that religion, talking to Jesus, but not walking with the walking, talking Christ, not depending on the risen, glorified Christ, is cutting it in the apocalypse? Because at the moment, with all the darkness in the earth, where is the priesthood of all believers? And she said that Pope John the 22nd in 1979, when my dad was alive, and we were part of the charismatic movement, we were speaking in tongues, we were casting out demons, and we started to function as the priesthood of all believers. And she said, well, we all have the authority to cast out demons, she said. But people are questioning that and saying only the people with authority have the ability and power to do that. So if you're talking about Jesus as Messiah, the post-resurrectional Christ, where Christ becomes the model, and then ascending with the Lord and stepping into the New Jerusalem bubble and morning star apostleship, where we identify the sparks on the glory body of the Lord Jesus Christ and bring in the Lord Jesus Christ and the reign of Christ.
Yeah, but
are we cutting it anymore?
It's still a faith thing. I mean, Jesus has to get the glory. You can't say, I casted out that demon, because then that's Jesus in you. It's still got to be a faith factor.
But I'm saying that what would Jesus do, and going back to the earthly Jesus, without focusing on the resurrected, glorified Christ, doesn't cut it, because Paul says, henceforth we know Christ after the flesh no more. In other words, that's kindergarten stuff. We need to move on with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, internationally, we have the rights of the children, and signed and ratified by all the countries of the world except for America and Ethiopia. Now, the reason I raise that is at age 15, children are able to be trained as child soldiers if the nation decides that. Now, the reason 15 is an important age where children should be able to make a decision on which religion that they want to follow. Now, the Theosophical Society allows comparative religion, and they encourage adults to look out there for the bigger picture. And that's the challenge. If you are raised in the Catholic Church and you get to age 15, then maybe the Theosophical Society will allow you some breadth of understanding.
Because I'm part of the interfaith movement, and I will work, convert Buddhists, Muslims. I will work with whoever for the sake of spirituality, so we can have a united front politically and promote Christ over everything. And my new suicide prevention chatbot is being set up. It's called Daystar Apostleship and Reigning in Grace. It's under that particular heading. And I've realized that through this AI person who's an engineer, that I have to set up a conversational chatbot. So you'll say, oh, I'm feeling a bit depressed today, and then it'll answer you back, how are you feeling? And start practicing suicide health on you and teach you how to access buddy support, you know, the closest person to you in your life. So I'm quite excited about this. I run the Church of Zion because I've had to take people to the second, third and fourth level, and I run suicide prevention, and Jenny's with us on that too. So she's also with our faith hub, aren't you, Jenny?
Well, Jen, oh, so
I have no idea what you're talking about, but carry on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was going to say, Simon.
Hey, look, Jack, I'm really into this meeting. This is a great meeting and all that. But there's still this issue that keeps bugging me, is these guys that are out there right now dictating, and it's not a democracy.
Yeah.
And these people need to be confronted. I mean, it's actually good to hear stuff, but the stuff I've been investigating, it's almost like if we don't find some way to confront these mongrels, they're horrible people. We've got to find a way to confront and tear down the tyranny. And I'm sick of the smiley face in the camera. Oh, I really care for you, and I'm holding a baby, and they don't.
Looking within, Simon, is where we get to, because you get to the external and then you have the internal, and so this internal transformation that you, I can only speak for myself, have had to look at. And
now,
Hunter Biden's comments the other day on White Underbelly was really interesting, and he went through how he had to look within.
We need to get the voice of the people. We need to have representation of everyone, and that's why we put the independent coalition together.
You know, COVID, is it going to roll around again? Why wouldn't it? I'm not going to take these guys, you know, for what the big show that they put on.
Now, UFC fighters on Washington Hill, hosted by President Trump's party. That's quite interesting because they're calling it Performance Hill. Now, I've been going out there as an Elvis impersonator, and I am a musician, I'm a comedian, and I'm also an activist. So I thought perhaps we could have a wrestling match down at the Beehive.
Yes, you know? I'm keen. I'm keen as mustard.
Yeah, they sprayed water and played music to that last wrestling match they had. Jack, there's 830 people that have got Ebola in Africa, in Congo at the moment. So while you're talking about wrestling, I just wanted to say, when does it get to 1,000? You talked about COVID. When does it get to 10,000 Ebola patients? And when does it get to 1,000,000 Ebola patients?
Yeah, well, you know, the World Health Organization, we need to look after people's health and so forth. But I think at a basic level that if we were training buddy supporters and training everyone to have the potential of being a holistic healer, compassionate hearts with healing hands, understanding the importance of spirit, body, and social integration, new creation Asherites, symbol of the olive tree, happy, blessed, prosperous, and anointed, practicing peace, contentment, and joy. Philip, celestial man, as angelic apostles, the feminine apostle is Anna, the prophetess. Gee, you could be a prophetess, Jenny.
So who's Anna in the Bible?
She was the one who prophesied with Zechariah about John the Baptist. So,
what did she prophesy?
She prophesied that John the Baptist would be a great preacher and herald the coming of Christ.
Hand.
Yeah. Okay. So do you see yourself as a healer, Jenny?
No.
Do you see yourself as providing advocacy for families?
Well, according to Google AI Overview, I am a Hamilton advocate from New Zealand.
Yeah. So you're a real mother. You've had real experience, real hand-on experience.
People who don't have children would have any less.
No, but, I mean, we need to look after our families, even our extended families. And even the attacks that were made on me for standing up for the Orange Movement and fatherhood and the father of the fatherland over there in Holland. I recognise both the orange. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Knock, knock, Jack.
The green is Catholic, and the orange is William of Orange.
William.
8 million Christians died And with Luther, do you realise that? With the Glorious Revolution back in 1550. So now we need to work in together. Perhaps Jehovah Witnesses, Mormons. We all have to work in together, don't we, Jenny?
Yeah. And another mosquito. Knock, knock, still another mosquito.
But what is it that Christians are all working together for?
The return,
heralding in the incoming Christ and promoting Christ. Because in 1995, I was with the Christian Heritage Party, and we got 4.5% of the vote. We almost made it in. But we were promoting Christ over health.
In the United States.
Christ over family. Christ over education. And that's what needs to happen now, don't you think, son?
In the United States.
A new justice system, definitely.
In the United States of America, they did a sort of like a social experiment where in the financial crisis, this lady posed as a mother with no baby formula for her infant. And she called about 300 churches, and none of them would give her free baby formula.
Wow.
Oh, she didn't ring our church.
So then she called the mosques.
Do you know yesterday?
And guess what happened?
What?
All the mosques came over to her house straight away. And then they found out it was a social experiment. But
interfaith movement, we all need to work in together. We were singing songs, one song to Allah, and it was at an old folks' home, and a woman says, no, I don't like that.
You do realise, as a Christian, you worship the same God as a Muslim, right?
No. Well, we believe in the exclusivity of Christ, because Christ is God, you know. But we need to sort of work in together politically and everything else.
Christianity is an offshoot of Judaism.
Yep.
And Islam is an offshoot of Judaism.
Oh, I wish I had my studies in front of me, but I don't. So I'm not going to go into that debate.
So we need to think of midwinter Christmas solstice, where it's a return to the light, a renewal and rebirth. Matariki, is that happening 10th of July?
Just finishing off what Jenny was saying, so the God's light is reflected in the mirrors that we see, be it Muhammad, Jesus, Abraham, Moses. So that's the light that the return will have, and that's the light that we're looking for. Matariki is important because it's gift-giving time, so
ladies,
we need to find out what we've got and what we can share at this time for the next month.
And I can give you a ritual right now to herald in the incoming Christ. You look north, and you go up on your haunches, and you lift up your hands like this, and you ascend with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're bringing in the reign of Christ, and you're celebrating the pre-Edenic paradise. And because I'm a progressive Seventh-day Adventist.
That's
so
like yoga, I like it. That's cool.
Eden line Sabbath. Because the bottom line is, if we don't cooperate with the Lord Jesus Christ, if we don't ascend with Christ,
Jesus,
and we don't step in to the New Jerusalem bubble and bring in the day star apostles, there's going to be no transformation within our society. And that's why I put together Pastor Bot Chatbot. You know, it's going to converse with people. It's going to be there for suicide prevention. It's going to be there training Christians how to ascend with the Lord.
Jack, can I just have a thought on that one? Wouldn't they be better off talking to a human? It's just a thought. What do you say to that?
Well, the bottom line is humans are not there. There's probably 1 in 100 who are enlightened, who know about the Lord Jesus Christ. So what do you do when there's no humans available?
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so what Jack's saying is when 8 billion people ring, there'll be 8 billion interfaces with knock, knock, who's there? It's Jack's chatbot, and they'll get the same answer. And so that's how Jack can multiply his
wisdom. Yeah, but
wisdom.
You're still with everything and I've been through. You can't beat the
inability
of another human.
As a self-determined individual, you need to be registered to vote. And I was looking at Article 3, Maori have the same rights and privileges, equality and indigenous rights, partnership, privilege and participation. So how important is it for Maori people to register
to
vote?
Well, the seabed was left out, and New Zealand's only 5% land, and under the Zealandia continent, and also in Antarctica, is 95%, and that's where most of the crown mineral wealth is, Jack. So there you go. Everyone, man, woman, child in New Zealand has $5 million of crown million wealth that was divided up.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.